The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good thing is there are many cities throughout the country with affordable properties, many even under 100,000. Starting on November 1st, I will be hosting a four-week intensive virtual workshop that's going to teach you how to buy your first out-of-state investment property. We're going to talk about how to find the right location, how to build a team you can trust, creative financing, finding and analyzing properties, and so much more. You deserve to invest in real estate. You deserve to build wealth for your family. It's simply a matter of having the right information. I definitely want to see you there. So if you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and today's closing day features episode 185 with Charles Noonan. Charles has built a portfolio of 34 properties and over 60 acres of land by leveraging what we know as the land bank. So in this closing day feature, Charles is going to unpack what a land bank is and how he utilizes it to build his real estate empire. So without any further ado, episode 185, the Black Real Estate Dialogue closing day feature with Charles Noonan. Let's get it.
Charles, you are like the main person I've seen online who's dove so deeply into the land bank and acquiring properties in that way. So for those who don't know, what is a land bank?
A land bank, that's a good question too, because there's so many of them. There are 250 of them spread out across the United States. And as people get information on them, sometimes they're getting different information. So in short, a land bank is a public entity whose sole purpose is to solve the vacant property problem in certain communities. So as an example, they'll go into a community that has a bunch of vacant properties, which are deemed problem properties, and they will work with those cities to take those properties over for the purpose of putting them back on the tax roll. So that's the benefit to the city, is to put them back on the tax roll. The benefit to the community is that it starts to solve the problems that stem from having these vacant properties, right? The crimes tend to happen in vacant properties. They're eyesores, they've been deemed unsafe. Yeah. And that just leads to a bunch of other issues in communities. So it's kind of like twofold for the land bank and the community itself and the city or the county itself. And then what they're able to do, which is unique, and a lot of people don't know this, land banks have the unique power to quiet title. So all the tax issues, any encumbrances, they have the power to kind of quiet title and eliminate those. So one of the benefits of buying land bank properties is that individuals actually get the opportunity to own the property outright. They own it immediately after buying it in some instances. And there's no redemption period. They're very different from tax liens and tax deeds because they've gone through that process and haven't been picked up. So it kind of works twofold. It solves an issue with the city or the county, and then it solves an issue for the community. And we get the benefit as investors to where we're able to buy properties at really inexpensive rates.
Yeah, I love that, man. I love that. So how does a property get to the land bank? Like what?
How does it get in that kind of situation?
Well, in most scenarios, it's the properties that don't get purchased through the tax lien or tax deed sale. They'll fall into, I would say, the bucket of opportunity for a land bank. And the land bank will work with the city. And here's why they're so special and they're so different. Because when they're in that tax lien and tax deed space, they're not as attractive because you have to do like quiet title action. You have to wait a redemption period of sometimes up to 3 years in certain cities, right? In certain states or counties, tax deeds and liens go by counties, right? So in certain counties, you can buy a tax lien or a tax deed. You have to wait, sometimes it's 365 days, sometimes it's 3 years. So investors don't necessarily buy those properties because you actually have to sit on it before you can do anything. You can kind of like only make necessary improvements in that space. With land bank properties, on the live where I was teaching this morning, we had two young ladies called the property wives that are on the land bank team. In 2 weeks, they renovated their property. They got it like up to code, and they were waiting for the land bank compliance officers to actually release the interest and give it to them. So that's where they differ.
Got it. That's dope, man. So with the land bank properties, I'm assuming is typically a lot of physical distress like in those properties?
Yeah, lots of distress. They're usually vacant. I'm going to say at a minimum 5 years vacant. So they've gone through that tax lien, that tax deed, the tax delinquency state from the owner, and the properties have been vacated. Wow. So you're not going to find, right, land bank properties in major cities that are thriving, yeah, right? New York City doesn't have a land bank in the five boroughs because we don't have a vacant property issue. In certain cities, and we'll use, let's just say, like Wilmington, Delaware, Shelby County, where else? Detroit, Michigan, where they have that vacant property issue, that's where land banks will go in and say, hey, we can help clean up this vacant property problem that you guys are having.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. So the idea is someone can buy a property through a land bank, and I'm assuming as well there's different requirements, like people need to rehab it. Yep. And put it up to code, like you said, and up to standard within a certain time frame.
Yeah. So one of the myths I definitely want to debunk with the land bank, right, is so we were talking with another real estate investor, and her initial thought or knee-jerk reaction with the land bank was, oh, they only give you 6 months. And every land bank, they have their rules and requirements based on the goals of the community, right? So every community, every county will have goals, and it goes based on what they want. Some land banks will allow anyone to come in, buy a property, and renovate it. Some land banks only want homeowners to come in and renovate. And the reason being, if you live there, you have more of a propensity to take care of your property better than if you were an investor from out of state. So when things go wrong and you live there, you're gonna fix it fairly quickly. If you're an investor, it may take a little longer. So it's typically based on the need. And then from a requirement perspective, from a time perspective, some based on the how they structure their deal with the city or their agreement, some will give you 6 months to renovate a property. Some will give 12, some will give 24. Some land banks, as an example, Macon County Land Bank in Georgia, you buy the property and you own it outright. You get the deed right there when you buy the property. That's the Macon County auction. They do it the first Tuesday of every month. Yeah. So it varies. And a lot of the myth is like, I don't want to deal with land banks. I don't want the red tape. They're going to take my house back. And where I think I carved out a niche was, I don't think a government entity would want to sell a property to someone for such a low cost, have them renovate part of it, and then take it back. Yeah. Like, that just didn't sound right. So when I started to get into land banks, I really took a deep dive into the requirements. And I just started to read and just ask more questions. And I found that they really want the properties back on the tax roll. They want the properties to be thriving properties in the community, right? They want to clean up the communities. Obviously, there's a monetary side, right? They want to get the tax from it. You turn on gas, you turn on electric, water. So it actually does start to revive and regenerate revenue for the city, but it has so many other benefits to it. So I really started to focus there and just find my niche there.
Definitely. I love it. I love it. So what most people are probably wondering, like, how much are we talking? How much can I get a land bank property for, depending where it's at?
They vary. Yeah. I would say a common starting point would be $1,000. So their land banks, I'll give you one, for example, the Detroit Land Bank. It's called buildingdetroit.org. A lot of those properties are in that binder that we see over there with all the deeds. They have two ways that you can buy properties. One is through an auction style, which starts at $1,000. And then they have this own it now process, where that own it now process, they start at $1,000 and then you can like put in offers for it based on what you want. A lot of land bank team members end up with properties for $1,200, $1,200, $1,200, $1,400, $1,500, $1,600.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's life changing, man. Yeah. It is, because people in major cities, to jump into real estate in New York or in California, right? You can't get a single family home. And these are handyman specials in our cities, right? You can't get in a good neighborhood for less than $500,000, $600,000, $700,000. You just can't. So when people get wind of land bank properties and the stuff that we do on the land bank team, it's life changing for them.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.